Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. The NYPD sergeant accused of killing a suspect on a scooter during an attempted arrest in the Bronx is back in court today.
A protest is expected outside Bronx Criminal Court before and after the hearing for NYPD Sergeant Eric Duran, who was charged with manslaughter in the August 2023 death of 30-year-old Eric Dupre. Authorities say Dupre was fleeing a drug arrest in the Kingsbridge section when the sergeant hurled a 40-pound cooler at him, knocking him off his motorbike. Duran has been suspended from the force without pay and faces 25 years in prison if convicted. He has been free on $150,000 bail. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
A warning today about a new Legionnaires outbreak, this one in Westchester. County health officials say two people have died and more than three dozen have been sickened since the beginning of the summer. One of the people who died lived in White Plains, the other in New Rochelle. Westchester Health Commissioner Dr. Sherlita Amler said anyone experiencing respiratory symptoms such as cough, fever, headaches, muscle aches, shortness of breath, especially those 60 or older or with underlying health conditions, should see a doctor. This news comes after seven people died. More than 100 were sickened by a Legionnaires outbreak in Harlem that started in late July. Fyre Festival is back, but this time as a stage musical. Director Brian Buckley announced Firefest the Musical with Taika Waititi and Rita Ora teaming up as producers. It's described as a satirical look at the infamous 2017 festival in the Caribbean that was marketed as a luxury getaway with big-name acts, but best remembered for empty stages, chaos, and cheese sandwiches. Waititi called the project exciting, weird, and potentially disastrous, saying it'll be fun to bring the story back, this time with actual music. In the race for New York City's mayor, Zoran Mamdani holds a huge lead in the polls. That's according to a new New York Times Siena College poll. Don Levy is the director of the Siena College Research Institute. He says Mamdani is up more than 20 points.
He does especially well with young voters, voters with a higher level of education. It does extremely well in Manhattan, especially Brooklyn, and to a certain extent, Queens. So a large 22-point lead.
The numbers showing that Mamdani leads Andrew Cuomo 46% to 24%, with 15% for Curtis Sliwa, 9% for Mayor Adams. But a report today showing that some of the wealthiest developers in New York City would not be okay with a Mamdani win. The New York Times reporting they acquired an email last night from Jeff Blau, the developer of Hudson Yards, maybe Manhattan's biggest developer, that he had blasted out to his exclusive circle, saying there's no more time for delay and they must take immediate action to support Andrew Cuomo for mayor. It urged them to gather this morning in the Seagram's building to meet with Cuomo and plot his path to victory. The Times reached out to recipients of the email, but say neither they nor spokesperson for Cuomo would comment. Nearly 2 million New Yorkers could lose access to New York Presbyterian hospitals this fall. The health system says its contract with insurer Health First is set to expire November 2nd. And the dispute centers on payment and coverage terms. If no deal is reached, New York Presbyterian Medical Centers and physicians at Columbia Doctors and Weill Cornell Medicine will no longer be in-network for Health First patients. The split could impact Medicaid plans, Medicare Advantage, and commercial plans. Emergency care at New York Presbyterian hospitals would still be covered. A deadly stabbing in Brooklyn yesterday. Police say it was just after 1 in the morning on Monday when a 70-year-old man, Frederick Howard, was found with multiple stab wounds inside a home on East 87th Street. He was taken to Brookdale Hospital, where he later died. Investigators say only hours after the incident, they arrested 31-year-old Josney Jean, who lives at the same Brooklyn address. He's now charged with murder and criminal possession of a weapon. Well, coming up this Thursday, a public hearing with the Caesars Palace Times Square Advisory Committee at the Broadhurst Theater. Our Glenn Shuck with the latest on how local residents and businesses in that area are feeling about the possibility of a Caesars Times Square.
A new poll released this week and commissioned in part by the Broadway League, 67% of those responding gave a thumbs down to the casino that would go into 1515 Broadway. They say fears of crime and congestion. But Jeff Lapidula, general manager of PS Kitchen on West 48th, says the casino should happen. It'll be good for business.
I know it might not be what people potentially want to hear, but this congestion is really what makes it possible for us to survive as a small business in the neighborhood, the quote-unquote congestion. I mean, it's people on foot.
That community hearing Thursday at the Broadhurst, 2 to 8 p.m. The committee will have a couple of weeks to decide and vote to either support the casino plan or send it packing. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM in Times Square.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.